Samuel Adams.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The lifespan of a Ukrainian fighter that's coming onto the battlefield, the lifespan is 4 hours. So if you want to commit suicide, you don't need to do anything. Just go onto the battlefield. 4 hours later, if they can find you, you'll be carried off. The American government has made it clear that they will not, we will not, stop until Russia is completely destroyed. The former Israeli prime minister, before Lapid, Bennett, I'm trying to remember his last name, Naftali Bennett. During his administration, there was an opportunity to end this conflict. And I'm reading for what is it from whatdoesitmean.com 3 days ago. Quoting, former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said in an interview just recently to his YouTube channel last Saturday, actually, that the United States and the Western allies blocked his efforts of mediating between Russia and Ukraine to bring an end to the war in the early days. On March 4th, which was just a couple of weeks after the conflict began, he traveled to Russia to meet with Vladimir Putin. He said that in the interview, it was a mediation between Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky, which he said he coordinated with the United States, France, Germany, and the UK. Why was the U.S. there? Why was France there? Why Germany? Why didn't he do this apart from these other controlled nations? Because they wanted to make sure that Naftali Bennett and Zelensky could not work something out with Russia. These guys were the adversary within. Also, the UK was there. Bennett said that both sides agreed to major concessions during his mediation effort. For the Russian side, he said they dropped denazification as a requirement for a ceasefire. Bennett defined denazification as the removal of Zelensky. No. Empire Zelensky is our man. He's our man. He's the man came to Washington, D.C., and everybody greeted him with high fives. Hey, Vladimir, Volodymyr, you're the man. You're the man. During his meeting in Moscow with Putin, Bennett stated the Russian leader guaranteed that he wouldn't try to kill Zelensky. Zelensky should have taken him up on it. Zelensky had a free pass, but Zelensky, he's not going to be, he won't be here for another 10 years. I guarantee you, I'll go to Black Hawk and bet Zelensky will not be here 10 years from today. The other concession Russia made, according to Bennett, is that it wouldn't seek the disarmament of Ukraine. So in other words, Russia would allow Ukraine to continue to keep their weapons. And the Ukrainian side, Zelensky, renounced that he would seek NATO membership. So he, in other words, was still going to seek membership. And this is the reason for the Russian invasion. Bennett's comments in this article said that Russia and Ukraine were softening their positions, citing Israeli officials. Axios reported on March 8th that Putin's, this was just about a year ago, 11 months ago, Putin's proposal is difficult for Zelensky to accept, but not as extreme as they anticipated. They said that the proposal doesn't include the regime change in Kyiv and allows Ukraine to keep its sovereignty. And then during this mediation, Bennett said that Boris Johnson, Boris Darling, took an aggressive line while French President Emmanuel, God with us, Macron, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz were more pragmatic. Well, why? Because Germany knew what was coming. No power, no cheap energy for industrial purposes. And also Macron, well, both of them, they want to make sure that their industry isn't affected because of shortage of energy. And also the German and French people, winter is coming. But Bennett said that President Biden, he adopted both positions. So he was wishy-washy, is what he's saying. Ultimately, the Western leaders opposed Bennett's efforts. I'll finish this thought when we get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Yeah.
Okay, so what am I saying? Well, Bennett is saying that, quoting him again, I'll say this in the broad sense. I think there was a legitimate decision by the West to keep striking Putin and not negotiate. He's correct, but why didn't he tell you why? What is that legitimate decision? The legitimate decision is that Putin is at war with the New World Luciferian Order. This is simply what it is. There are other reasons, but Putin is at war just like Donald Trump when he was in his first 4 years during his time when he did sit in the Oval Office. He, Trump, was also at war with the New World Order, the Luciferians of America in Pilgrim Society, and also in Europe, in the Pilgrim Society in London, also with the royalty of Europe in France, Germany, England, Italy, all the European countries, Norway, Sweden, all of them. Trump was at war with their globalist Luciferian plans. And once they could not allow Donald Trump to continue to interfere with the flow of their plans. And Vladimir Putin was, you know, if the whole world could see, they have a friend in Russia. They have many friends in Russia. The Russian people and Vladimir Putin and his administration, these individuals are the friend to the world. But in America, I'm telling you, misinformation, disinformation, lies, untruth about Russia, they are not telling you, MSNBC, CNN, nobody here is, and not even, oh, you're going to get mad. Oh my gosh, should I say this? Mike Pompeo is not telling you he's a globalist. And Mike Pence is not telling you he's a globalist. And Nancy Pelosi, we know that she is. We know that Jose is. We know Kissinger is. We know the dynasties prior to Trump. We know the Bushes are globalists. We know the Clintons. We also know Jimmy Carter, and Reagan, he was a globalist. Sorry, Reagan people, friends of Ron, I'm sorry to tell you, he was a globalist. He didn't, he was being used by George Bush Sr. and Obama, the ultimate globalist. See, the thing is, the globalists had a friend with Barack or Barry Satoru because he was destroying from within, passing laws from within that still affect us to this very day. You see, the Obama care, if you go back into the 90s, there was a Hillary care. Hillary was pushing for Hillary care in the mid, when she and Bill were in the White House. Oh, Hillary care is basically morphed forward into Obamacare. The principles of Hillary care didn't go away. The push to bring in this type of a health system into this country didn't go away. Without Hillary care initially, and without Obamacare initially, you would not have the American people addicted on health care. You wouldn't have the American people addicted to especially the baby boom generation. They knew they were getting old. I didn't know that. I'm one, but I didn't know I was getting old. Just one day I woke up and I thought, I might be getting old. I'm not sure. I haven't, still to this day, I don't have that realization that I'm getting old. But I know all the other baby boom people around me, oh, man, they're up there, man, I'm telling you. Well, anyhow, so they knew, and these people are so cunning. They knew, and they're looking at, they're not looking at the World War II great generation. They knew these people would die off by the 90s or before, for the most part, the great mass. But they knew, starting in the 90s, here comes the great reservoir of wealth. I mean massive, massive wealth. You know, the goose was laying eggs, and the eggs were the size of a regular egg. You know, maybe 2.5 inches. Good size egg, if it's solid gold. Well, they knew that the gold would lie in the baby boom generation children. And those eggs would be the size of a softball. And they're thinking, how are we going to strip the baby boom generation children of their great, massive, unbelievable wealth? Wealth, so much wealth, great that the wealth of the baby boom generation exceeds the economic wealth of some of the other first world nations. How are they going to tap in? Well, they can rob you through the bank, they can rob you through taxes, they can all these other things. But no, the objective was, in conjunction with, yes, the administration, in conjunction with the National Institute of Health. It was through the medical profession and through the pharmaceutical companies, all of them, Lilly, Johnson, you name it. That was one way to steal the gold from the golden goose. And they're going to still continue to, once the goose has laid its last egg, which will probably be the size of a pea, they will kill the goose. They don't need the American people any longer. They don't need the wealth of the American people. Democrat wealth, they won't need it. Republican wealth, not needed. Once that wealth has been completely stripped from the pockets of the American people, guess what's going to come? Yep, they're going to kill the goose, because the goose is a useless eater. The American people, their plan is to destroy them. And God will let them destroy this country, because the people of this country will be so, the evil people of this country will be involved in every kind of sick, evil debauchery. I mean, the sex sins in America that are coming, you would never believe it. The whole world is going to watch America turn into a nation of animals. You watch. You can't stop it. People that are mad, people that everything, like the old Satanist, the Satanic Bible, do thy pleasure. Whatever you want to do, do your pleasure. You want children? You can have all the children you want. You want to cannibalize and eat people? Please. Just like the Donner Expedition. Cannibalize your neighbor. You want to renounce God, curse God? I can't even. I should have. If I had thought about it, I would have written point by point by point by point. Let's see it. Let's see how many molecules are there in the universe. because that's about how many sins and the evil of this country that's coming. You saw some of it at the Grammys. You're going to see some of it here in 2 days at the Super Bowl. And you know what? People are going to like it because people love sin. They love debauchery. They love madness. They love evil. And they don't mind to see other people suffer as long as it's not them. The golden goose is going to have to eventually, the old golden goose is going to turn into a vulture. And once it turns into a vulture and has no usefulness, the vulture will be destroyed. Vladimir Putin, he understands clearly how America is morphing into a monster, a beast, a wicked, corrupt nation. And the other nations of the world are watching this take place also. But we in this country, we believe that nothing's going to change. 10 years from now, it'll be a little bit, maybe a hardship will be a, it'll be a little more difficult to exist here. But no, we're going to get through it. Because we are steeped in the pot of water. And we don't know it. And we can't see the flames beneath us being, the gas is being turned up. The heat is being turned up. Not everybody in this country is blind, but most of the country, they are not aware of what's happening. They won't be aware till, like Christ says, when it comes upon them, then it will be too late. When what comes upon them? Sudden destruction. There's destruction, but it's incremental. But then eventually, sudden destruction. Two different ways to look at it. Putin knows what has happened in this country. Here, Naftali Bennett, he said there was an opportunity to stop this conflict 10 months ago, but the Western nations knew they couldn't because America said, no, we need to destroy Russia. The New World Order cannot come into existence. The Luciferian system that man has been trying to put in place for millennium, different 2, 3, 4 million or 1,000 years, it has to come into existence. And Trump was interfering. They got him out. They removed him. He was taken out of position. They're trying to take Putin out of position also. They won't do it. Putin has actually been successful with diplomatic plans with other nations surrounding Russia, China, South Africa, Central America or South America, Central America, Venezuela. America should have been a friend to the nations, but America has been an enemy to the nations. And the only friend to the nations, whether you can see it from my point of view, any nation that is pushing back against the New World Order is a friend to the people of the world. Trump was, Putin is. Nations that are pushing back against the unipolar world, they are friends of mankind. Everyone else, okay. We'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Who can fight against the monster? Who can fight against this nation? Who can stand against and fight against the New World Order? The Russian people, they don't have a choice in this matter of Ukraine. If they lose in Ukraine, if Putin loses in Ukraine, the fact is Russia will be no more. Russia is, they're not fighting just to expand territory-wise. That's not why they're fighting. They're fighting against the objectives of the global Luciferians. They don't, right now, presently, even China, to some degree, is a coward. They're buying time, is what they're doing. They're just buying time because they're not ready for conflict yet. Xi Jinping still is working with the Asian sisters, trying to unify the Asian sisters into China's objectives, which is world hegemony by 2049. So who is Xi Jinping? What is his strategy? Well, let's just go east right across the sea. The South China Sea, Taiwan. Back up about 2-3 years, it was Hong Kong. Many international companies have bailed. They know there's no future in Hong Kong when the communists rule that great capital of wealth, that city. This was And I before this happened, before Hong Kong was taken, I was telling people on the open forum that China would have to make its move, and the first move China would make would be Hong Kong. She did. The next move, Taiwan, and China is continually, Xi Jinping is saying that Taiwan is China's territory. It belongs to China. There will be no negotiation, and even the Taiwanese people are fearful that if they're being watched in Taiwan. You have communist PLA, People's Republic of China, PRA, PRC, People's Republic of China. There are the intelligence, all of their spy network. What are they doing in Taiwan? They are going block by block to see who lives where, and to get any information from any of these individuals on their cell phone, on their social media, whatever it may be, how they spend, to see who is going to resist when China makes its move into Taiwan. And they'll have no problem picking those people up and shipping them back to mainland China, to Western China, to be part of the Uyghur network. No trouble at all. Where do the Chinese people that disappear, where do they go? They become Uyghurs. They become tools. They become employees with, they 18 hours a day until they wear out. Then what do? Take them out, get rid of them, because they always have an endless supply of individuals to work in those factories for Nike and Apple, etc. Then, after Taiwan, right now, the people in South Korea, they're nervous. They're nervous because they know once Taiwan is gone, they know where China is going next. The last stop will be Japan. Japanese people, and Xi Jinping is making it clear to the leaders of these nations, South Korea and to Japan, that, I'll work with you. When we move in, we'll make things, we'll be fair. We don't want to interfere with the production of semiconductors, technology. So we won't change anything. Wrong. Then already China is moving out into all the islands there, east down south toward Australia. Australia is basically right now, presently, Australia is owned by China. The Chinese people that are in Australia right now, China really owns Australia to a great degree. Just like China, who do you think owns and controls Vancouver, Canada? It's not the U.S., not the Canadian government. It's Chinese money. Who owns Quebec there in eastern Canada? The Chinese. And some are saying that China is going to own America, and no, that's not going to happen. China may be working with the New World Order, for lockdowns, things of this nature, but no, China will not own America. China is at war with the golden goose. China has a silver duck. That's about it. China is not the golden goose. China needs American income. China needs the income of the baby boom generation and their children. So that's what's happening, and Xi Jinping is doing he's playing his hand with the Asian sisters. You watch. It says that the kings of the East are going to be united, and they're going to come down the One Belt Road to Armageddon in about nine years, roughly, a little less than 10 years, I believe. And Russia is going to continue to move forward economically in every way until eventually Russia is forced to move her troops with Iran and other nations into the mountains of present-day Jordan, which will become the mountains of Israel in the future. And Israel, via Benjamin Netanyahu, I have talked about when Benjamin Netanyahu came back as prime minister again, that this time he's come back and he knows, he's very confident. He realizes he will be prime minister. There's nobody that can challenge him in the future. He'll be there as long as he wants to be there. He has a great block of people behind him, and you watch how they get behind him when the coming wars begin. They will stand behind this man. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com, and as always, live sharp. It's electrifying.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley. 970-443-5654.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high. Ooh, yeah.
Will you try to change things?
We're watching, we're in the midst of the Vladimir Putin. There's a push on Russia's side to completely neutralize the nations of the world that are involved in supporting Volodymyr Zelensky and the Ukrainian Nazis, being funded by U.S., by England, all the NATO nations, as well as most European nations, Canada, Australia. And this is who Putin is against. And who are these, all these nations? You have to put them in the same boat. They are globalist nations. They are all involved in the plan of the globalists to take over the world. Every nation that is sanctioning Russia is a New World Order nation. The people within these nations, not necessarily, but the leaders of the nations, yes. Any nation that is either sanctioning Russia or has decided to trade with Russia, to buy gold from Russia, to get into the gold network that Russia's put in place in Moscow, to buy oil from Russia, and in any way that they are involved with or are friends of Russia, I'll put it that way, friends of Russia, they are enemies of the global unipolar Luciferian network of nations and peoples and presidents and royals in Europe. And Israel is kind of right in the middle. Israel is being forced to lean to the unipolar world, a group network, but on the other hand, wants to remain friends with Russia because Israel has a lot to gain by keeping the peace. If Israel can keep the peace, her economy is going to continue to remain strong. She's, as a nation, is going to prosper. So China, Israel has a great stake, you might say, in peace in that area. But eventually, the terrorists surrounding Israel, Israel right now in the United States, are working hand in hand to make sure that Iran won't move forward or can't continue being successful in this matter of becoming a nuclear power. I believe, if I'm correct, that Russia is assisting Iran with, I don't know, science, so that Iran can become a nuclear power. That won't happen. Now, speaking of nuclear power, there's something I need to discuss before I forget. In this earthquake in Turkey, I told you yesterday or day before yesterday that there was a nuclear power plant, and this earthquake, when it shook that plant detonated. It was a nuclear explosion that took place. That plant was taken out because the systems failed, and boom. Well, it just so happened that, again, like I had mentioned, this wasn't just a random earthquake. This earthquake was triggered right on along a fault in that area. Well, at the same time, the United States, with the Allies, have placed 50 nuclear weapons right there along that fault line. And the earthquake triggered that nuclear power plant. Safety systems failed, and it was I couldn't believe what happened to that. It just disintegrated. It disappeared. Well, why would we put nukes right there along a fault? When this earthquake eventually in the West Coast, these nuclear facilities there, if there should be a major earthquake, what happened in Turkey could happen in these nuclear power plants along the West Coast. And I know that, like I say, I believe that the earthquake was triggered with Tesla technology, electronics, laser, who knows what else they can use, and actually low-frequency sound waves. It is proven that low-frequency sound waves, they can agitate, they can cause the area around earthquakes to vibrate on both sides. I'll give you an example. I have a friend, medical, brilliant, brilliant guy. Uh-oh, I've got to hold out. I'll have to tell you this story on the other side. The medical profession, they're not going to like what I've got to tell you because I got an easy way for you to help yourself. We'll be back. Present Truth.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Hi, folks. JD here, and I want to tell you about a new program being offered here at KHNC. We've got a limited number of one-hour time slots available on the weekends that we're going to offer to people who would like to have their own radio show. So if you've ever wanted to be on the radio, this is your chance. Give us a call here at the station at 970-587-5003. Again, that's 970-587-5003.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, tell you what happened. I'm in Las Vegas. I have a friend that I meet through the radio program out there. He calls in one day and he wants to meet me, so we become friends. He carries a little black bag. He's a MD, brilliant individual. And I have a friend whose daughter, she fell and really banged up her elbow, left elbow. So I told the friend about the girl, and he said, well, bring her over and we'll look at her. Well, she'd had her arm in kind of a bent position for about 4 or 5 days. She didn't want to straighten it because she knew it was broken. So she came in to see him, and he said, well, I want you to slowly straighten out your arm. She goes, well, I can't because it's broken. It hurts too much. He goes, no, you can do it just gently. She wouldn't do it. He says, okay. So he pulled out a tuning fork, a medical tuning fork that the doctors used to carry back in the in the last century and the century before that and the century before that. It's a tuning fork. It's about 10 inches, got a little handle on it, bing. So he says, well, he said, let me check your arm. She goes, no, it's going to hurt. He goes, no, it won't. So he hit the fork, and he put it to her elbow, and she was just going to jump. Nothing. He said, well, it's not broken, because if it was broken, the vibration would have caused the bones to vibrate separately, and you would have felt the pain. This is what happened in the zone in Turkey. Something caused that earthquake to that area to shift. Well, what happened is, he said, no, it's just sprained. You've bruised the ligament. He said, you need to just slowly, gently straighten out your arm. She just refused to do it. So finally, he just says, well, okay. He looked to the mother and he says, well, listen, he said, because she won't straighten out her arm one more week, and if she'll keep that in that position in one more week, and she'll never straighten that arm out again. It'll be locked in place forever. And the girl heard that, and she says, what do you mean? He says, well, if you don't stretch it out, it's going to lock in place. You'll never be able to straighten it. You'll walk around with your elbow swinging back and forth, but you'll never swing your hand. You'll swing your elbow. Well, she went ahead and began, and she straightened it out, and she didn't. She said, well, that really didn't hurt that much. And he says, I know. It's not broken. It was just, you banged that, you just have a bruised tendon. So that's how they can trigger earthquakes along a fault. Vibration. Just like he took that tuning fork. And listen, if you go find one, put it in your little black bag, because down the road you're going to fall down, you're going to hurt yourself. And if you want to know if it's broken or not, hit that fork, touch your wrist or whatever, and if it makes you yell and scream and causes you pain, it's broken. You can reset it yourself if you want. And you can do that. And if it's not broken, you just have a bad bruise or you've torn a ligament, but nothing is broken. Now, if you happen to do that and break a leg, and you, yep, it's going to hurt. Now, here's a bad thing. Let's say you fall down and crack your head. Now, that one's going to hurt because something is going to vibrate on your skull and you're going to scream bloody murder. Well, that's it for this week. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. God bless you. Have peace in your weekend. Peace tonight. Peace in your weekend. Talk to you Monday or Sunday, 9 to noon, here on 1360KHNC.com.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.